The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
We've been moving, you know, bought a house on the internet, redid another house and sold it. And we've just been having to get rid of everything. And Automatic, I just found out Anthony A did the same thing. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show from the T-Mobile studios. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Purging it all.
Yes. And I didn't realize how odd of a thing this was until I presented it to the studio and let them know that I didn't bring any of my furniture. I didn't bring a bed. I didn't bring anything but three suitcases full of clothes. And I'm ready to restart my life.
Dang. You hit the reset button.
Yeah, it hit everything.
Why
control
not,
all
though?
Delete.
Yeah. I think it's great,
I got
Anthony?
Rid of everything. I got rid of all of my stuff. And there's really... The only thing I have of sentimental value is I have a photo of me and my younger brother, a photo of my mom, and then I keep, I forget what they call them, but they gave them out of my uncle's services when he passed away.
Like the little cards. Yeah.
I bet Uncle Leroy, I wish I could present that in better manner, my friend, but yeah, that's what I hold
on. No, but I know what you're talking about. Now I'm wondering, what are the names of those? The Catholic Church?
I don't know what they are.
Somebody call us and tell us, hey, 777-730-DCS1. What are the names of those little cards? But what about the picture that you said yesterday that you were thinking about bringing to the studio?
Oh yeah, the paintings. So my place, you know, I'm a single man. It's a big bachelor pad. I have a lot of dudes hanging up in my apartment.
Dead dudes.
Yeah, dead dudes. I got Biggie Smalls. I got Doc Holliday. I had a painting of Billy the Kid.
I want the Doc
that
Holliday.
That just exudes madness.
Yeah,
right
it
there.
Is. It's pretty
automatic.
Cool.
I want the Doc Holliday picture in this studio.
I'm all for it.
Oh man, dude.
I agree.
I was saying, we need a little testosterone in this studio.
There's a line of homies who want this Doc Holliday painting from me.
Oh.
Come to find out, Jesse Watt, our producer, don't even know who Doc Holliday is.
No.
Oh, I've never felt more like a millennial in my life.
She's never seen Tombstone.
Never seen it. She was, when I look at her and say, I'll be your Huckleberry, she has no idea what I'm talking
about.
She's
like, you want a blueberry? What are you talking about, sir?
She ain't no Daisy.
I'm your Huckleberry.
You're no Daisy.
But I am excited to acquire some new art. So if there's any young artists out there, let me know. I ain't got the
biggest
budget.
There are some great artists
you know
here.
What I'm saying? Yeah. I'm looking for street vendors, you know what I'm saying? There's a guy sounding on a corner, let
the
me know.
The price point is sale.
Yeah, there
that's
it is.
The you know price point.
You'll post them on your Instagram.
Yeah, that's like what a I'm trade. Talking about. I'm looking for somebody who's going to be famous in 20 years.
I know where you can find some good art. Facebook Marketplace.
Oh!
All right, what do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
We have Chocolate Covered Anything Day. All right, this goes from bacon to whatever you want to cover your chocolate.
I'll take anything covered in chocolate.
Ooh. Even food you don't like?
I would cover you in chocolate, Dana.
That's later. Next, Anthony.
All right. We have a Stupid Toy Day.
Dumbest toy ever. Nobody can top this. When my daughter Stasia was little, her father gave her this baby that would give birth.
Oh.
And the baby would make the oddest noise. It would go...
What?
And it would give birth to another baby from its belly.
Whoa.
Stupidest toy ever. Top that.
I was going to say, I thought Tamagotchi was stupid.
Nah.
But never mind.
Nobody's topping that toy. 877-730-DCS1. Anything stupider, call me up or shoot me a text.
Stupider.
Yeah.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A couple of weeks ago, I posted a before and after of myself. I hadn't done it in a minute.
Nah.
So you can go check it out. Go to at Dana Cortez on Instagram to view the photo. I used to be 60 plus pounds heavier. That one photo has over 50,000 views.
Oh, dang.
I wanted to come out and talk about the struggles that I've had with my weight. I thought, I can't be alone.
Yeah.
I want to talk about the fact that when I'm in front of a camera, I'm uncomfortable because I still feel like I'm heavy, even though I know I'm not. And I just put the photo, I pinned it at Dana Cortez on Instagram because I want to explain why it's so important for me to have these conversations every Monday. This time of year, I get so stressed out because I know I'm going to eat. We just got these pretzels yesterday. Automatic's like, let's get the pretzels. I'm like, yeah. And I'll eat the whole bag. You know what? That's okay because 'tis the season. And I know that I'm going to be outside doing things. You know, a lot of times there's event areas where you can go and they have snow and reindeer and things like that. So you could play outside. You can go there and run around in the snow, have snowball fights. Guess what that's doing? Burning some calories.
Oh,
you're just burning some calories.
So you're justifying the Christmas cookies by going to do some Christmas celebrations in the snow.
DJ Automatic, there were Christmas pretzels. But yes, that's exactly what I'm doing. Yes, there are things that I can do this time of year that are going to help me maintain my healthy lifestyle.
Eating the pretzels.
That's not part of the agenda
that's
here.
That's not going
to
happen.
I want to eat the pretzels, Anthony A., and I don't want to feel guilty about it, so I'm going to go outside and help Automatic put the lights up this year.
Oh.
It will burn some calories.
Who said I was putting lights up?
You did. Automatic, you said we were driving home one night, and you said, Dana, I think I'm going to stop at the dollar store and buy some lights, and I said, we have them at home.
That was because we were coming from my daughter's boyfriend's parents' house, and they had lights up, and I felt like a little father shame.
Did you feel challenged?
I'm way over that now. No, I'm not going
to
do that.
Well, let's do it this year and start a new tradition.
No. I'm not getting on a ladder and possibly like hurting myself over some Christmas lights.
I'm talking about
I'm already clumsy enough. What is that? The Griswolds? That'd be me.
What was that? Was it?
I'd be Chevy Chase. That's who I'd be.
You know, this is already giving me a good festive joy spirit. You guys should definitely do this.
This is totally Christmas family talk right here. What about going to look at lights? When I was little, that's what we would do. And my Nana and my uncle would park at the end of the block. You know, there's always that neighborhood that has the best Christmas lights.
This woman right here.
We would get out and walk around, and we'd have our little hot cocoa, and we'd walk around and look at the lights.
If it was, 65 degrees at least, anything below that, Dana's going to be like, you're driving me around. I'm not walking in this freezing outside.
But these are the things that I do to help me not feel so bad about the delicious food that I know I'm going to eat, because I don't want to deprive myself. I want definitely to enjoy all of the Christmas treats, but I also want to maintain my healthy lifestyle. So there's got to be a little bit of balance in there.
Yeah, it is. I love how there's like such an internal conflict going on with you right now, where you're like judging and giving permission. You're both the bad and the good influence. This is beautiful, dude.
And the hot chocolate is none of that diet stuff either. We're putting sugar and marshmallows in there, okay?
Right.
Share some holiday traditions that you love doing that, you know what, it's actually good for your health and keeps the tamale weight away. 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
If you want a reading with Sir Madi, I can connect you with her and we can get it done. 877-730-DCS1. It's time for What's Your Sign, Sir Madi.
What's good?
Oh, feeling good as usual. You know, we always hook you up with one of our listeners for a free psychic reading. What's your sign, Mama?
Hi, I'm a Gemini. My question for her this week is, when does she see me having more children?
So there's a smile, but there's also a sense of longing, Madi. What are you feeling about her?
There is some delays that have been going on in her life with regards to this specific topic. Mm. I do feel what you're saying exactly. There is like this longing, this hope that she's been having, but it hasn't happened for her. And I'm always going to keep it 100 with everyone that I read for. I do feel that there is more delay. Her mindset is really a big thing when it comes to her physical energy. Our mind, and this is something that as you get more connected with spirit, you'll find that our mindset and the energy that we give out into the universe really has a lot to do with what we end up receiving. And I don't want to say this is the only reason, but it is a big factor. And the way that she's been thinking and projecting that out into the universe when it comes to having more children is really delaying this process for her. She needs to sit and really release herself of these worries, of these negative thoughts that are creating more delays. I do see a child in her future, but I also feel like it's going to come in a while. It's not going to be something that's going to happen right away. But next year, there's going to be a shift for her. And I do feel that this is a really positive shift of her becoming more connected to her body and beginning to love herself a lot more. Next year is going to be much better for her.
The message, though, that you gave her is a message for me. It's a message for Automatic, for everyone. Negative energy plus negative energy breeds negative energy. So whatever you put out into the universe, you will get back. Now, what about our spiritual forecast for all of us as a collective?
Yes, I love this energy of the week because we're having more hope this week. And I love it because we are kind of having more faith. And I love the energy also because it's the week before Christmas, the holidays. And this is an energy of bringing in that Christmas spirit, that hope, that we love, the faith. This is a really positive energy of like the Christmas miracle energy, like the Christmas spirit. Yeah.
The Christmas miracle energy. Everybody can vibe to that.
Oh, yes.
We should just sing Christmas carols. Maybe it's a good time to play my Christmas song, Automatic. What do you think?
You call the program director and we'll make that decision.
Okay. All right. I've covered Nat King Cole's A Christmas Song. I think I need to play that. Yeah, maybe we'll play that, I don't know, sometime later this week. I think the people will feel that.
I think Sirmati saw that. I think you just saw that was a bad idea in her future.
Anyway, if you would like a reading with Sirmati, please call us right now, 877-730-DCS1. And of course, follow at Illest Divinity on Instagram. Madi.
She's got a lot of gems on
she
there.
She does. I love following you.
Thank
you for the readings and the spiritual forecast for all of us as a collective. We love you. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Woo-hoo! I love you guys.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Move over, Cookie Crisp, because your favorite cookie is now a cereal. Automatic's got all the tea inside food news. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show inside the T-Mobile studios. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., a.k.a. the Christmas baby.
Merry Christmas and happy birthday.
Thank you, guys.
Anthony A. Automatic, you're so lucky you're not a basic because Stanley just recalled 2.6 million mugs after reported burn injuries.
How did
I know? Go Yeti, baby! Go Yeti!
That's Stanley. What a real man drinks out of is a Yeti. Thanks.
I can't believe people are getting burned from these Stanley cups.
Because the outside of the cups are too hot?
And the lids are defective. That's a lot of burns. Man, ladies with the Lululemon leggings, take your Stanley cups back and get your money back too.
Yeah. It's crazy how it doesn't become just like a big pop item, right? It's like a sign of, you know, status symbol.
Oh, yeah,
they want to replace
the lids. Why aren't you riding for your Stanley cup like you were earlier?
Well, you know, not right now is not a good time.
All right. Anthony's like, let me get my new lid
Remember
back.
When you're calling me old for drinking out of a Yeti? Well, at least it doesn't burn me. It's scar me.
I can't talk because my esophagus isn't working right now. All right. My vocal cords are burned. I'm in a civil suit with Stanley.
Food News DJ Automatic.
So, you know, they used to have Oreo O's. Well, they got rid of that stuff. Now they're bringing us Oreo Puffs, where it's actually a little Oreo inside of your cereal.
This sounds amazing, and I don't like milk, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to buy a big family size of these Oreo Puffs. I'm going to fill my red cup, not my Stanley cup, my red cup full of dry cereal, and just sit down, watch Netflix, the old Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer claymation movie, and eat a whole box.
Oh,
man. At that point, you should just get regular Oreos.
I'll do both, Anthony. Oh, I'm going to top my cereal with a regular cookie. Merry Christmas to
Scarface in there with all your Oreos stacked up around you.
Exactly. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, we have National Stupid Toy Day. So if you ever got a pet rock or anything dumb like that.
Tamagotchi.
You didn't rock with that one?
No, my sister had it. And I used to think, why are you feeding an electronic, I don't even know what it was.
Oh, bro. All right. Millennial alert coming right now. Dude, I remember growing up, they had the little skip-its.
What's a skip-it, Anthony?
You would put it on your ankle, and you would jump over it. Yo,
that was kind of hard, though.
It was hard, and they always came in really bright fluorescent colors, which upset me because I could never own one.
I need one of those after the Oreos. Skip it all the way to the new year for my resolution.
I used to like to watch kids fall playing with those.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I have this torn up marriage certificate. I mean, you can't make out what it says. I refuse to throw it away.
Is it our marriage certificate?
Yes, DJ Automatic. Ours.
You've been married before and you said it was torn up. I was like, okay. Why would you be holding on to that?
Yes, you're right. I've married twice before, but no, I did not have those. I don't have those marriage certificates. I have ours. And I'd never seen. It was like a little bitty one and I never had it laminated. And I put it in my bag. And after all these years, I mean, we've been married over a decade. It's all ripped up and torn up. But I think it's bad luck to throw it away. So I just keep the little papeles, little pieces of paper in my bag.
Man, 10 years ago, bro. That's not even like a PDF file either.
It's not. It's that's like, crazy. It's literally.
It's closer to 15.
Yeah. It's closer. It's just this torn up piece of paper. But I just thought about random things that I refuse to get rid of. That has sentimental value. Your Doc Holliday photo, Anthony, you disclosed.
Are you calling his art random?
Well, it's Doc Holliday. Jesse Watt, our producer, didn't even know who Doc Holliday is. Anthony was trying to make jokes to her about, I'm your hook. Huckleberry.
I'm your Huckleberry.
And you're a Daisy, and she didn't know. Earlier, he confessed that he purged everything, moved here to Houston with nothing but a suitcase and his shoes.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry I don't have marriage certificates lying around ripped up. But yes, I am getting rid of some art pieces, and I have a, I think it's like a 2x3 painting of Doc Holliday.
Imagine us
2 feet
that
by
in
3 feet.
Yeah, it's big, bro. It's a big one.
Conversation starter. People in to do interviews. They're gonna be like, "Yo, what's up with the Doc Holliday photo?"
Similar to a good mustache, men love it. When men see the Doc Holliday painting, oh, we talk and we go in on it. It's a good talking point. I think it deserves to be in the studio?
I don't know if it matches the Dana Cortez Show vibes.
There's a lot of that. There's a lot of good feminine energy in here. You know what? Like, you know, I want to look in the eyes of Doc Holliday every day.
That's just something I don't think you should get rid of.
I have things I haven't gotten rid of. I have a snow globe from fourth grade that for some reason I've always held on to.
Who gave you the snow globe, DJ Automatic?
It had to have been my fourth grade girlfriend, Jackie B.
No.
Oh, I love Jackie B. I have a relationship with DJ Automatic's fourth grade girlfriend.
Obviously, we're just really good friends now.
Well, fourth grade was quite some time ago. For you, Automatic. It was a little bit ago. But Jackie B came to talk to me. You were DJing at a club, and she came up to me and she said, "Dana, so good to meet you. Automatic and I used to date in fourth grade." You know, she's being silly. And she still has a Rudolph candy cane that he made for her in fourth grade. That's why you kept the snow globe. You pinky promised her you'd never get rid of it.
And I kept my promise. The other thing I still have that's kind of weird is I have my old baseball jock strap.
Ew. Yeah. Oh, I threw that away.
Good luck.
I threw it away automatic.
You threw away my good luck?
That thing had never been washed, had it?
It was full of good luck.
You mean my good luck? What have you been wearing
lately? It was full of stuff.
Yeah. You know what, Anthony? If I had to wear it, if I needed a day where I need some really good luck, I'd wear it.
Never washed ever. Wore it all during college when he played baseball. Can you imagine?
That is that.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.